Today we'll be doing the 36th paragraph in the second mamar. We spoke about earlier in this mamar about a person and his five senses. He says, I want to expand upon that slightly. Even though all of a person's senses and abilities stem from the nefesh, we call Malcolm lo nomar sheish kolkach harbe nefashos bo nefesh haroa levadah venefesh hashamas levadah v'chulo. You can't say that there are multiple nefashos, one for sight, one for hearing, one for taste. It's not true. Rak she'achdus pshuta hi nefesh. The nefesh is one unit. Lufi erech kli agufa pratios, and it's reflected based on the different physical tools and abilities that we have. And all of the kochos that are within our guf are included in that one nefesh. And when these tools are used to spread and to separate throughout our body, we're able to uncover all of the kochos, all these potentials that we have. Our eyes are able to uncover the aspect of the nefesh that's able to see. And the ears are able to uncover the aspects of our nefesh that's able to hear. Like we know that this concept of the potential of the nefesh being drawn out and being enveloped by something else is what is put into action. It's what's put into practice through our different organs and through our different abilities and through our different senses. If a person were to close his eyes for a long time, he would lose his ability to see. Since he has not been making use of his potential of his nefesh hari'iyah, his ability to see for a long time, then all of that potential that emanates from his nefesh hari'iyah, when it's not being expressed physically through his eyes, is going to cease. We're not just talking about those senses that are common amongst animals as well. Like, for example, sight and hearing and taste and touch, which are things that are expressed physically. But even those things that are spiritual in nature, that are rooted in our nefesh and our neshama, if they're not expressed physically, we're going to lose that ability to be able to express even the spiritual matters. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with the 37th paragraph tomorrow.